Good afternoon, and thank you for tuning in to Fire Shut Up In My Bones. I'm going to try to go pretty quick with this, but I really would like you to consider what the Word of God says today. Psalms 139, we'll begin reading in, I would say, verse 20. For they speak against thee wickedly, and thine enemies take thy name in vain. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them mine enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. God, please be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. David, the writer here, he is basically describing his feelings towards those that oppose our God. We know that the leader of all of these oppositions to our God is Satan. Satan is the adversary. Satan beguiled Adam and Eve to disobey God. Adam and Eve chose sin over God. And in this world today, we do have people that speak wickedly against our God. 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, Oprah Winfrey, Ellen DeGeneres, all these sodomites, President Biden, Nancy Pelosi, all these people speak evil against our God. They do not love our God. They don't regard them, despite everything that the Lord, out of his mercy, does for them. And it says, and I count my enemies, do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? Beloved, we should be really grieved. We should be really grieved towards those that oppose our God. It should be like, wow, I can't believe they're doing that. We should feel disrespected, because that is our God. Let's get into the intro before I waste too much time on these rabbit trails. But guys, our sin put Jesus on the cross. Had Adam not sinned, there would be no need for the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ to pay off our sin debt. Remember, we were born in sin due to Adam's disobedience. Go with me to Romans 5:12. It says there, wherefore, means for reason of, this is the reason, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. That's talking about Adam. Because of him, that is why mankind is born into sin, and if they don't ask Jesus to save them, they will go to hell. But God did something about it. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Romans 6:23, look what the Lord did for us. It says in the Bible, for the wages of sin is death. But, okay, there's a payment for your sin, beloved. It's hell, eternal separation from God. But it doesn't just have to end like that. You don't have to go to hell. The choice is up to you. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Jesus Christ means the Savior of the universe. He paid for our sin debt on the cross with his own life. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 53. Look what Jesus did for us. Who hath believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, and as a root out of dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we shall desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him, stricken him, smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. Right? This is talking about the cross. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we were healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on him, that's talking about Jesus, the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Jesus was sinless. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The second about Jesus again. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul and shall be satisfied. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many. That's all. Look, take that, you dumb Calvinist. Justify many. To those that believe, guys. Okay, justify many. For he shall bear their iniquities. That's every one of us, guys. Jesus bore our sins on the cross for our sins. God's justice was satisfied through the death of his innocent son. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because... All right. Okay, let me keep reading. With the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death, and he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and he made intercession for their transgressors. Guys, Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins. It was as if he was the guilty one when he wasn't. He was innocent. And because of that, his sacrifice paid for our sins in full. Now we can ask Jesus to save us. Romans 10:13. Whosoever, that's anyone, shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's what the Lord has done for us. Wow, how convicting is that? Knowing that our sin put Jesus on the cross, why in the world would we love that sin that put Jesus on the cross? That's what I want to preach on today. Let me tell you, I'm just going to be pretty transparent with you. This was very convicting. I pray that I do my best to hate sin, to despise sin. And that's basically our text verse today, Psalms 139. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? What I want to preach on today is loving that which put our Lord on the cross. Loving that which put our Lord on the cross. I heard Brother Tom say something in one of his messages. God forbid if a murderer killed your wife and children with a knife. Will you take that knife and frame it in your house? You would not do that. You would despise that. As a matter of fact, you will despise anything or hate anything that wants to do harm to you or your family. May I ask us a very serious question? Why in the world, Christian, are you loving that which put our Lord on the cross? I'm saying, why do you love that music whose writer hates our God, who is into fornication, who's into drugs, who's into drinking liquor, booze, beer, all that stuff, who's into sodomy, blasphemes the man of God, blasphemes the Lord himself? Why do you display that music on your Instagram? Why do you display wickedness on your Facebook page? Why do you go down the street and listen to rock music, country music, rap music? Why do you love sports more than the Lord on a Sunday? Why do you skip church when you should be in church? Do you love that which put our Lord on the cross? Do you love sin more than the Lord? Do you love doing sin? This is very convicting stuff. This is something that we all should think about. Loving that which put our Lord on the cross. Why? You want to be like everybody else? Well, everyone puts music videos of themselves performing in a sport with rap music in the background. Why can't you put Christian music back there in the background? Why do you have to put someone that's nasty, who cusses and talk nastiness in their music? They hate our Lord. They're an opposite direction of our Lord. Wow. And we see it all the time. Oh, you know, I like listening to that music. I like going to that nightclub. Oh, I think sodomy's cute. What a shame. God help us. What does the word hate mean? Psalm 139:21. Let me go back to Psalm real quick before I go further. Psalm 139. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. Guys, you know what you should do with your rap CDs, rap tapes or whatnot, your MP3s? You need to destroy those. Burn them up. If you have an idol in your house, burn it up. You're looking at porn? Destroy the computer. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee. It is not funny to be singing rap music. It is a very dangerous, serious thing. Am not I grieved? Guys, you ought to be grieved when someone blasphemes the name of our Lord, says that murdering babies is okay. You must be grieved. And it should be even more grieving when you see a brother in Christ making himself look like an idiot on social media, forsake everything that he was taught from this Bible because he wants to fit in and not fit in with Jesus Christ. Man, the word hate means to dislike greatly, to have a great aversion to it. That means when it pops up, when it's an eye view, when it's an ear view, when you can hear it, when it's an audible distance, you need to cut it out and run away. It expresses less than abhor, detest, and abominate, unless pronounced with a peculiar emphasis. In scripture, it signifies to love less. To love less. The Bible says in John 14:15, if you love me, keep my commandments. You remember that part in the Bible where it says, I should have put this in my notes. If you don't hate your mother and father, that you can't, you know, follow the Lord. Basically, it's saying nothing should be above the Lord. Your love for God should, in comparison to other things, your love for God should make those things look like you hate those things. Okay? Look at 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Who is the God of this? Hold on one sec. I think someone's knocking on the door. Who is the God of this world temporarily? It is the devil. He is the God of this world that blindeth man. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Romans chapter 12. Now, I just mentioned what Jesus Christ has done for us. Let's go to Romans chapter 12 and see how those verses fit in with, as a reminder as to what Jesus has done for us as it relates to salvation. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy. You shouldn't be getting tattoos and drinking beer, having sex all day long. That's wrong. That's wickedness. Sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know what that's talking about? Hey, someone gave their life for you so that you can have eternal life. So it's acceptable and makes sense to do what God says. And be not conformed to this world. That means taking on the mold of the world. I'm having the world mold you into them. It, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. I actually have a natural rebellion towards those who want to make me copy them. Okay? I'm not saying that I'm rebellious towards authority. Right? Well, you know, everyone does it. Something inside of me despises all of that. I don't want to copy it. I would rather just... And I really am glad I'm like that, because it helped me so much to not accept jobs on a Sunday, to not to compromise. It really has. So praise the Lord for that. But there's some people, they can't help but to look like the world. They want to copy everything. Why are you wearing that bracelet? I don't know. Everyone else does it. Why do you wear that bracelet around the ankle? Oh, you know, I don't know. Everyone else does it. Signifies prostitution in India. But love not the world, neither things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. James 4:4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship of the world? Now, being a friend is basically doing favors and doing things. Well, what you post on your social media pages shows that you're a friend of the world. You're doing them a favor. You know what you're doing? You're advertising hell. You're over there doing martial arts and rap music is in the background. You're advertising Satan and his sermon. Man, that's convicting. God help us, man. I hope I never, ever do that. Just, I didn't do it, and I feel guilty just thinking about it. I don't ever want to come to that place. God help us, please. Man, that's a convicting thought. Are you adulteresses and adulteresses? Know ye not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Wow. I don't want to be an enemy of God. Okay? Enmity. What does the word enmity mean? The quality of being an enemy. Wow. What are the takeaways from all this? Let's read what David said and we'll close. Do not I hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? Am I not grieved with those that rise up against thee? You think I'm going to be playing Taylor Swift in a martial art video that I'm doing? She thinks killing babies is cool. Oh, please. She hates my God. I will not play her stuff. I hate her music. I hate what she has to say. Why? Because it's against this book. Murder is wickedness. I hate them with a perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Hey, until she gets saved, or whoever, Snoop Dogg, Oprah Winfrey, I count them my enemies. I'll give them the gospel. The Bible says do good unto your enemies. The best good that you can ever do to your enemy is give them a gospel. Give them a gospel. That's the best thing you can ever do. All right? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Anyone that blurs out the cause of Christ with distractions such as sodomy, nasty music, nasty television shows is the enemy of Christ. Now, here are the takeaways. What shall our reaction be when it comes to sin? Repudiate sin. Now, we all need to work on this, especially I mean, I was looking through this message. I was like, man, Lord, help me. Psalm 101:3. I was set in a wicked thing before mine eye. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. By the way, I should have mentioned this. Have no pleasure in them that do them. You shouldn't be watching television where the wife is sneaking out the window to go commit immorality with someone that's not her husband, and the husband doing the same thing, and you laugh at that? God help us. I've been seeing a lot of jokes about that. I don't have cable, but on social media, there's all these little skits and plays out there of people cheating on each other. That's not funny. That's very wicked. Psalm 119, verse 104 says, through thy precepts I get understanding, therefore I hate every false way. We should hate every false way. Evolution, the stuff they try to teach us in the rap music, humanism, communism, those are wicked things. Now, this is what our action shall be. Repudiate all evil. Number two, ask God to search us for any sin. It says in 23, search me, O God, and know my heart. He's saying, Lord, search me and see if there's any wickedness in me. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. He's saying, Lord, please examine me, search me. Let me know if there's any wickedness in me. Teach me. Because David didn't want to do wickedness. That is our reaction to sin. If we keep those things, if we ask the Lord, like it says in verse 23 and 24, and you know, we should like, Lord, please help me not to sin. Help me not to love those things that put you on the cross, something that's to love those things that was, that those sins that was laid upon you on the cross. God will help you. God will help me. And we'll close. We'll pray. Loving that which put our Lord on the cross. Is there something that you and I are doing that's loving sin more than God? The Bible says, if you love me, keep my commandments. I'll read this last verse because I like reading it at the end of my messages here, because the Christian life is not just about a bunch of rules. The Lord wants to bless us. John 14:21, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. 23, Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Guys, if you do what the Lord says, if you hate evil, if you eschew evil, like it said about Job, God will manifest himself in your life. He will bless you. Do you love that which put our Lord on the cross? I hope not. I hope I don't. Let's pray. Father, please help us to think on these things. Forgive us for our sins, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.